Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Oh, David Solomon, well done, well, well done. This is Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. This was my spring break 2012 song. Naples, Florida, everybody. Thank you very much. You are listening to Hardline, 59 The Fan, KFNS, 59TheFan.com. We are at Rosati Kane High School.
And Cam wasn't here for it, which is just so fitting.
It is disappointing. If there is no beating Call Me Maybe, there just isn't. When you got David Freese in the outfield dancing to Call Me Maybe, good luck beating that.
This is one of the sadder topics we've had.
And, I am and obsessed with what
we've
Post
talked
Malone
about the last
now.
Week and a half. Excuse you?
I'm obsessed with the one Post Malone song.
Okay, that's more.
No, but I also
more
watched
in line with your usual.
No, I also watched him with Jimmy Fallon.
It's not your mic, Cam.
Cam.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you watch the thing with him and Jimmy Fallon went out to?
I did not know.
They went out to.
I saw that. Well, no, it was Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Thank you.
I was going to point out you just reminisced about your college spring break and then admitted that you watched the nightly shows.
No.
This is a YouTube video.
This is a 5-minute YouTube video.
It's all over Facebook.
Thank you, Cam. Thank you.
See, I saw the one with Aerosmith.
Think I'm watching that? No. Come on.
I saw the one where they played, they played Walk This Way with the kid instruments with Aerosmith.
Yeah, they always do that.
I'll tell you what, though.
I always think that's a fun segment.
You know, I do like Jimmy Fallon.
He's unbelievably talented.
Fallon? Jimmy?
Unbelievably talented.
Yes, he is.
Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah,
Fallon.
He plays some guitar. He plays some drums. He's a musician. Fun. He's a comedian.
He does
everything.
He's very He's the funniest of the hosts by a mile.
No doubt. And I still don't listen to him.
And you guys just love his politics.
Oh, no. I mean,
but you know
I just
what?
Don't want to
he's the most moderate of the.
He is.
He totally is.
He is. He is.
And and I don't even know if he's moderate. He just tries to stay out of it because he'd rather laugh than cry.
He's good. He's good for the positive stories, like the because it's always a musical, dancing.
He's entertaining.
And look, he's got Jennifer Lawrence on like every 3 days, and she's funny, so they're funny.
Jimmy
together.
Kimmel drives me nuts when he just preaches to you and tells you how to. I was like, okay, just stop.
I never liked Letterman much.
He was kind of a.
And I don't really watch the late night shows.
Him and Jay Leno.
I didn't really watch any like Letterman or Leno when I just wasn't old enough.
Conan's
to, like,
okay.
I wasn't really
I
old enough
you
to
like
be
Conan?
In that niche.
I don't like any
he,
of them.
I didn't really. I wasn't really watching the late night shows when he was doing his thing on the regular.
Bro, you got to be up late at night to watch late night shows. This is why I only see him on YouTube. I go to bed at 9:30.
There's funnier things to look up than that.
Like what? Give me an example.
Don't give him an example.
I'm not giving an example for anything. They're on their computer right now.
Do not give him an example.
Oh, they're on, that's an iPad, Cam.
Oh.
That's an iPad.
They're all computers.
Is that a big difference?
All computers to Cam.
Is that a big difference?
Cam calls his iPad a computer, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, they want an example, Cam. Give an example of something funny. Come on, put your mic back on. Put your mic on.
Jeez, Cam.
I look up kitty cat videos and then fawn, like animals like fawn and stuff like that or whatnot. That's kind of okay. That was a safe one, wasn't it?
That was good. That was, and there is something
to quick on my feet.
Cam is obsessed with animals.
Yeah,
I think that we should not have pets.
Don't get into your dog.
All be in the wilderness.
God dang it!
I think all pets are meant to be free roaming.
He's an evil human being.
I just think you should not put
He's
them
evil.
Like for instance, my wife has a dog, and guess what? She's at work until 5 o'clock today.
And it's
so
neglected.
Notice the phrasing this. His wife has a dog,
right?
It's not we have a dog.
Yes.
Right. No,
you probably don't even feed it, do you?
No,
I might have to.
This is horrible.
I'm having phone calls.
No, this is the truth.
Service.
Look, I think we can all agree here that if you get a dog on your own and then you get married, that doesn't just magically become their dog too. It's still your dog.
Whose house is it?
Julie agrees with me. There you go. See.
So he has to he get neglected and be like, that's not my dog. Get out of here.
Right, it's not my dog.
If it has to go to the bathroom, he's like, I'm not dealing with that.
Well, it's my wife's dog. She should have made arrangements.
Oh, see.
I feel like there's a middle ground somewhere in between these two things.
Thank you. My
I feel
gosh,
like maybe it is her dog.
Or you can get a cat
but,
and they can take
you know,
care of themselves.
No, see, I think you should not get animals and put them in a dungeon.
Oh, I get that, too.
Yeah, that's your house. That's a dungeon. And you leave all day
dungeon.
Long. Oh, yeah. Where's your cat right now? Your wife is working.
My cats
work?
Can take care of themselves. No,
I forgot to tell you guys. Cam's been engaged for 8 years.
Why bring all this up?
Julie.
And my and our relationship.
Because
it's
a fun talking point.
No, if you're going to bring it up. No, and our relationship is better than 99% of everybody I've
Can
known.
We have Julie on now?
Can 99%.
Yeah, of course we can.
Julie, will you come on, please? Julie is the.
You bring it up and you don't let me defend it.
We're about to talk about it.
Yes. No, we're not talking about that anymore. She does not want to talk about that.
Yes, she does.
No, she does not.
I'm going to ask her.
No, she told me.
A question.
She already told me.
Okay, I'm ready.
Thank you. This is Julie Murphy. This is the field hockey coach, and they started this program back in 2003. So, okay, so if you were engaged for like 8 years, what would you think was going to happen? Because that's kind of what's happening with Cam's fiance right now.
Ooh, that's tricky. Probably nothing. After that point,
we live an unbelievable life. We've lived together for so long. We've gone through so many ups and downs, and this, and peaks and valleys, and we're going
to
get
married. Listen to how trained the argument is. It's almost like he's had to rationalize his way out of this before.
I'm not done. Mm-hmm. And we are deciding on if we want to have a monster party because we know everybody in the city. We do. And if we want to have a monster one and get it all organized, or do we want to go down the Table Rock Lake? But then there was a big accident down there. No. There's just a lot of things. It killed like 20 people.
Will this be the wedding after the first proposal or second proposal?
So anyway,
we're already on to the second proposal. I proposed twice, and they're actually beautiful places.
So we're on my boat in one time, and the other time we're on this beautiful island.
But why did it take twice if you were still engaged?
Because we went through a couple rough things. Okay, could we stop? Oh, my God.
Look, if you never broke off the engagement, which you didn't, why did you have to re-engage?
Because I thought it was the right thing to do. And we were on a deserted island in the middle of nowhere on a yacht trip. And it was just beautiful.
Deserted? Was it inhibited?
There was nothing on there except for lizards.
Maybe you
thanks for the free party you threw out.
Maybe you should have brought like a priest with you or a pastor with you.
Oh, I did. I always do.
Just had the ring right there and done it.
Yeah, I know. I did. Actually, I forgot the ring at home, and I had to make a makeshift ring on the island, which turned out to be even better.
Wow, that's actually,
I am so romantic.
Not
it's
half
unbelievable.
Bad. That's actually not half bad.
So what do you think, like, the optimal engagement time is? Mine was 3 months.
That was way too short.
I think
you got to be you.
You're right.
So
and I
if
am
you're
me.
Content with this and she's content, that's really all that matters.
Yeah.
Ideally, less than a year.
Oh, snap. We live a unique, different life than everybody else.
This is a woman with a plan, hence building a program up in just a little over 10 years.
Thank you.
Great segue.
Yes, that's exactly right. So you were named the 2050 Janet, is it Esrock? Is that how you say that?
Yes.
Coach of the Year for the St. Louis Field Hockey Association, which covers all of Missouri. Mm-hmm. How did you go about building this program?
Well, back in 2003, we started it literally just running a couple miles down Forest Park, and my assistant coach at the time, Bill Taylor, who's a teacher here also, we would actually just build goals out of pipes, like, because we couldn't keep them there. We would mow the grass. We would do whatever we had to do just to get the girls out there playing, because we had enough girls who wanted to do it, and we were both passionate about it. And through the years, we've evolved to now have a JV program. We have 4 coaches on staff. We've played all the top 10 teams. We've had some great victories, and we're actually in the playoffs starting tonight.
Oh, really?
South. Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're not playing.
Is this the team here, or like, are they all in class? Or what's going on? Any players?
We've got 2 players here.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. We all see right. it. We see it.
Hydrate, girls.
How'd yes. you get into field hockey? Like, how'd you?
When
did
I
you
was
like
in sixth grade,
you did?
I like to hit people with sticks. No,
I hear you on that. I know how it is.
So did Cam.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get into hockey first, though? Did you like the Blues at all?
No, not really. My dad was a football coach, so I kind of stuck with that. But right. one of our top scorer is also an ice hockey player.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jenna Floyd, yeah.
There's a lot of safe movements. Actually, Keith Tkachuk, I don't know if you know who that is, a superstar, played for the Blues. Mm-hmm. His daughter is a big time.
Okay,
remember
I've heard that,
like breaking records left and right. Vachon, maybe.
Yep.
Vachon High School.
You think she's
I don't
want to
pump them up because we're here. But anyway. For field hockey, mm-hmm. dominating. But it's interesting because I thought maybe because they're similar mm-hmm. sports and a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Kinda, yeah, and a lot of girls in Canada. Now, ice hockey is huge in Canada, but a lot of them played field hockey, too, because their brother played ice hockey, and it's the same kind of thing. And you're in a basement, stick handling, and stuff like that, so save movement. So that's pretty cool, but that's interesting that you weren't into hockey and got into it. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
We are getting a text right here from SB's. Any recommendations for youth field hockey?
Ooh.
I coach for AIM field hockey. I've been coaching there for 10 years. They have programs all year long, indoor, outdoor. I actually started with them their little Divots program, which starts with girls as young as 2 and 3. Rosetta Kane will also have a field hockey camp this summer, along with camps for our other 11 sports. But
oh, what are they?
Our 11 sports?
Yes.
Oh,
putting
goodness.
You on the spot.
Yes,
you got to know this thing.
Close your eyes. Say it from memory.
No, I am.
Catch an email from the AD if you don't
get some help.
Hey.
No,
yeah.
Cross. I think I can do it.
Hey!
Cross country, volleyball, softball, tennis, field hockey, cheer. Golf is a club sport here. We also have swim and dive. Basketball.
Is that 1 or 2, swim and dive?
I don't know. It depends how many I get, and then I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Swim and dive, good basketball, answer. Lacrosse, which is also a new program for us. Soccer, they have golf again, so just one golf.
We'll count it twice. Who cares?
And then track and field.
Nice.
I think we're at 13.
There's a lot to do. Do you notice, though, The camaraderie. Sorry, did I say that right? I always mess that word up.
Camaraderie.
You got it. I got it right. Do you notice that, though? Because, you know, in a lot of sports, so even football and everything, you know, everybody comes together. You learn from being on a team with each other, meaning like going into a situation where you're in a jam and you're collectively as a unit trying to get out of that. And that kind of goes coexists with even things after sports, too. And that's why a lot of these companies want to hire ex-athletes because of that specific
reason. Isn't that why we coach and play for that?
Yeah. Well, you said you like to hit people with sticks.
Yeah, no.
I was just joking.
And you collectively all get to hit the same person with a stick if you're on a team.
That we definitely are, I don't know, we're not hitting the same person, but we're definitely together. Our theme this year for the field hockey team is that we're a tribe. It doesn't leave when we walk off the field, and that's throughout Rosati Kane. That's how our students interact. We're a family here, and it's wonderful.
We're a tribe.
So you're saying you're not making an unofficial slogan, we're a tribe.
And we're going to send it right over to the Blues
right now.
Hit the
same person? Sorry.
I would check with the Cherokee tribe first because that did not work out that well for Elizabeth Warren. So there we go. Do we have a text cam? Are you reading?
Yeah. So, oh, no, I guess it was Vila Cam Vila, not the inner city.
So you guys can start. This goes ninth grade.
You got the first letter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ninth grade, they can all start and make varsity. You have a junior varsity program. Can ninth graders play varsity?
Yeah, absolutely.
And off and roll. So how many, like around St. Louis, how many teams are there to play?
There's 32 field hockey programs.
All right.
Oh, nice. That's
and so many. How many games are on a schedule each year?
18.
Okay.
18 oh, so quite
two,
a bit.
And two tournaments.
Pretty cool, yeah. It's an interesting sport, man. They're flying around. The sticks are a lot shorter. Of course, I'm comparing everything else to ice hockey. I'm sorry. But it's a pretty cool sport, though. Again, though, one of those team sports that you have to kind of – you're not going to win unless you're team-oriented.
And absolutely.
Not at all.
You're in battle together.
Yes. So pretty cool how you see them kind of evolve and, you know, become teammates. And maybe they weren't friends in school, and they go and they're teammates now. So it's a kind of different kind of friendship, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You notice that a little bit?
It's a lifelong bond.
Is it something that, I mean, you've now had it going for a while. Was it tough to get girls to play to begin with? And then now it's, you know, you've built such a successful program.
Well, as you said before, our enrollment's gone up a lot in the last couple of years. So that's definitely made it easier to get the numbers. But the girls who are in the program are so passionate about it. They, you know, encourage our incoming athletes to join the team. And we haven't had too much of a difficulty with that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool, cool, cool.
That's a lot of fun. All right. Tell us about the rest of the school here. Outside of sports, what else do we need to know about Rosati Kane?
Oh, there's so much. And it's hard to talk about it all. So you should definitely.
We want to know everything. So do we
you
got
should definitely
time
come to our open house on November 4th from noon to 4. That's where you're going to get a lot of the information and see the school. And as you guys were pointing out, the neighborhood and all that it has to offer. But the school's fantastic. We have over 35% diversity. We have over 35 clubs. We have all of our college credit courses to offer, and it's just a great environment for the girls.
How many different clubs?
Over 35, and I cannot
really?
List those, so please do not ask.
Okay, I will not ask. What's your favorite?
We do have a Harry Potter club.
Oh, really?
We do.
Do we have any members in the,
do have
in
any
the
members
crowd here?
Rock, you want to know if he's...
I'm disappointed.
Do you want to know if they have a Game of Thrones?
I'm cool with the Harry Potter club. I'll roll with that.
Rock
not expecting the Game of Thrones club.
I had
so.
That'd
be cool. Might be a little gruesome
to
spot up at a Catholic school with a Game of Thrones club.
I can tell you this.
What was he thinking?
At 21 years old, I think the last Harry Potter came out, and both of my college roommates dressed up and went to theater. So it's not just a popular thing amongst freshmen.
Really?
Girls. Yeah, no. The Harry Potter club is pretty – but no, I've never seen Harry Potter game. Have you?
I haven't.
That's unbelievable.
But there's castles and stuff
that's
going
unbelievable
on
for both of you. I listened to 3 hours of a Harry Potter podcast literally yesterday. I'm disappointed in both of you.
As you should
We're going to have to remedy this entire
situation.
For
many different reasons.
Unbelievable.
So you have college credit course is a big deal because now it's getting to the point where it takes you about 5 years to get through college if you don't come in with some college credit hours.
College is expensive, too.
It is.
So if they can get some of those credits here, it saves them time and money.
What is the schedule like here on a regular day?
It's modular, so it switches. Every day is different. We have a six-day cycle, and, like, I teach algebra and health, and I never have the same classes at the same time, which is great as a teacher and also, I think, for the students because you don't then have that same class every day right after lunch or the very same last class every day. You know, it's just changes it up and it keeps it a little exciting every day.
Six.
I got a question for it too, actually. Just from somebody texted me.
Okay. sweet.
No, it's good. Ask her about watering the field hockey turf. They actually play on a wet field. It's pretty cool when you watch a game on a wet field.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That must be kind of difficult with slipping all over the place. I guess with the cleats, I guess you kind of dig
so
in.
So instead of at the high level of field hockey, the filler and a lot of turf fields can actually redirect the ball. So out at Sportport now, and I think Villa Duchenne has they have water turf. So what they have to do is they have to, instead of having the fillers, little pebbles in the middle, they water it every, you know, depending on the temperature and the climate, every 30 to 60 minutes. And the sprinklers go from a corner of like a soccer field all the way to midfield. They're, you know, of course, when you have girls out there, any players out there, and it's hot, when those go on, it's the best moment of the game.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Wow, so the sprinklers go on during play?
No, it's during halftime.
Okay, okay. It's just like Zamboni like in the
Zamboni
ice.
Like the Zamboni,
I can't stop. I'm sorry about doing that.
I should have brought it back to ice hockey.
I'm sorry about doing that. It just pops in my head. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, so I want to go back to the modular schedule. You said 6 days.
Correct. So same thing. Like, you don't always have the first class on Monday.
Wow.
But you know, we're all a little groggy on Mondays, of course.
Not me.
Unless you're going to algebra class with me, but
oh, you teach algebra.
Oh, snap.
She just said algebra and health.
And health, true. Mm-hmm. So it does. It just mixes things up. So you don't get into that rut or that pattern where, you know, once again, you get into the habit of always being sleepy for one class or.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you don't have the same class every day of the cycle either.
Wow.
So. Is it confusing for them sometimes? They're like, oh, God, where am I? Oh, this
you
class
know, the
is.
Yes. It's not confusing. It keeps it a little exciting.
Keeps you organized, too.
It keeps you organized,
makes you
for sure.
To be organized, yeah.
Yes. The freshmen, we always give them a couple free passes because it does get confusing.
590 does it with us as well.
Do
keeps,
they?
Yeah, they like to keep
I'm
us
glad,
organized.
Glad
they teach
it. Yeah, so go to Central
here.
West End.
Central
there
West
we
End. Well, we're at, just, you'll find it. Okay.
So tell us.
Or show up whenever you want.
Whatever. Right, there we go.
Or don't show up. That's what John does.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, tell us about the in St. Louis. You got a lot of options. Obviously, it's a heavy private school city. Tell us what makes you guys different.
We empower every kind of lady who comes here. That's how I look at it. We have just fantastic. I did not go to Rosati Kane. I'm not going to say where I went. I did not go to Rosati Kane, but I knew growing up in St. Louis that this is where I wanted to teach. And honestly, how that came is from a sporting event I used to play. We used to compete against them in basketball. And my team would always – we usually won, but the tenacity with which these athletes fought and the sportsmanship, and I loved the location, I knew that this was where I wanted to be. Because it really – we empower the whole student, not only academically, but whatever their hobbies are. If they're in the theater, we have a fantastic theater teacher. Our choir is amazing, everything about it. So it just really allows each individual to thrive. And the dynamic between them, because of the diversity that they bring, and they come from so many different locations in St. Louis, it just creates this awesome family that really continues on for their whole life.
Yeah, wow. So definitely sets them up for the next stage. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And they all have different visions on what they want to do, too. And it's kind of cool to see at a young age them having a vision.
Oh, yeah. These girls, they have vision.
Well, you know what I mean?
Well, they all go to college, 100% of them.
So it's like they, 100%. Right now, like a lot of people are like, oh, what do I want to do? But so it's pretty cool to see, well, I kind of know where I want to go with something. Just like we talked about with her, too. She she knows kind of what she wants to do. And it's just nice to kind of see that because a lot of kids at that age, some of them just don't. And it's, you know, and it's fine. It's fine. But it's just kind of cool to see them collectively have a vision on what they want to do and work on it.
Oh, they're going to change the world. There's
yeah,
no doubt.
Exactly.
They already
cool.
are.
That's awesome. It is.
Julie, thank you.
I want to come here now.
You are welcome.
Not invited. You are not invited.
You're shaking her head over there.
I just don't think that's
true. No, I understand that.
You can come coach with me, though.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Whenever you want.
Then again, because it just coexists with hockey, ice hockey.
Field hockey. You're going to have to look up and
you
look
ball,
up the
you
rules cam.
I know how to do it. I played the same thing in my
There's
basement.
No fighting
ball,
cam, so I just don't know if you're going to be any use.
Nah, that's true.
We do wear skirts. Just
I
so
could
you
do
know.
That.
You, okay.
And he can wear kilts.
A little Scottish
and it kind of looks like a skirt.
Yeah.
Oh, kilt. Yeah, that'll work perfect. Purple, please.
No, I'm wearing a skirt.
Okay,
purple. You got a school colors
I look
cam.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. All right, Julie, thank you.
Thank you.
Any parting words, anything we need to know that we missed?
Let's go Cougars.
Ooh, all right. Cougars.
Right what on. Time's the game?
The game is at 6:45.
All right, good luck. It's going to be dark. Lights out there, huh?
We play with a glow-in-the-dark ball.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
I knew you were joking. She owns you. I knew she was joking.
I never did like playing at night.
Jeez,
it's just you play every Friday night game, but I do think the glow-in-the-dark ball would be a nice turn of events.
I'll have to look into that.
That's funny.
Thank you,
Julie.
All
funny.
Right, Julie.
Thank
thanks
you very
a lot.
Much. Thank you.
And we also, I think, are going to talk to who are we talking to? Miss Johnson
one,
here.
TJ
yes,
Zero.
Yes, we're talking to her. We're talking to her in the next segment. So we can learn a little bit more about the lacrosse team. So now I'm gonna So now, Cam, I'm going to relate everything from the male version of the sport, which obviously isn't –
It's lacrosse.
Which is a lot easier.
Rock was a goalie.
There's a ridiculous, like, pocket, and it's a lot easier to cradle and just, like, sprint 60 feet without losing the ball. I have no idea how the girls' teams does it. It baffles me to this day, and it makes me think that they're all – a lot more talented than the guys who play the sport.
Rock, I'll be honest. I don't.
I'm going to try to figure that one out.
I wouldn't anticipate you sprinting 60 yards at any point in your life.
Oh, no, we've seen him do it.
You've seen me do it.
And he was on like
60 yards.
Let it happen. When I dusted Eric.
No shoes on, it was.
That was.
It's a longer yardage if you're not wearing shoes.
It seemed like a mile.
Trust me, the next 2 weeks, every step felt like a mile.
That was a stupid idea.
Yeah, that wasn't.
I'm still going to say
it. Wasn't great.
But you did
great.
That was dumb, but you know what? You have that forever. It's on tape. It's on Facebook Live.
I'm trying to delete that.
Why? I feel totally fine about it. Eric's the one that's embarrassed, and I like when Eric's embarrassed.
Yeah, but he's associated with us.
No, he's not.
So then it brings us down.
He's a coward who would never
Maybe he's not anymore. he's just with you.
He's a coward who would never do a rematch. That's all I can say. He's a coward who will never do a rematch.
Yeah, he said he was fast, and he would not make the field hockey team.
He was
a
pathetic athlete. No, he wouldn't.
Great guy, though.
He lost to me in a race. There's no chance he's making the team.
He thinks Drew Lock can't throw the ball accurately, and he thinks he could beat Rock in a race. He's wrong about both of those.
So wrong on both things.
Wrong on a lot of things. Again, great guy.
Good beard. She's a nice lady.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's a lot cooler than he is, that's for sure.
He has very high estrogen.
Yeah, he does. That's weird. We don't want to go down that path anyway, TJ.
He does. I've never met a guy.
We just don't.
He's 38 and his voice cracks every.
It's true. That is kind of bizarre.
But yeah, this has nothing to do with science. It's just that he cries at every movie.
And we're kind of being bullies right now.
No, I don't feel like a bully at all. He's welcome to call in
and
defend himself.
Right now, so.
Defend your honor.
We have an audience. And, you know, Eric's a great human being.
We have two field hockey players that both should be hydrating. One has a water bottle. One does not have a water bottle. I'm disappointed.
Just laying them out here in front of the coach, TJ. What are you doing to these girls? Come on.
Julie knows what I'm talking about.
It's a tattletale. Yep. It is what it is.
One has a water bottle and a computer, and she's hard at work.
She's doing her thing.
The other one's listening to Cam talk.
You were the one who reminded the teacher with 5 minutes left, hey, are you going to collect the homework from yesterday?
Yeah, because I actually did the homework, and I wanted credit for it.
God, no one likes that kid.
Everybody likes the kid, because here's what you can't
do. He's that guy.
You can't go in after the bell. I learned this from experience. You can't go in after the bell and try to turn it in, because then you won't get credit either. You need everybody to have the chance to turn it in, and the people who decided not to do their work,
dropped
out of school like you did.
You're a bad
person.
He'll
tell on you if you don't get homework.
No, I don't want to tell on you, but I sure want credit for what I did. I spent an hour doing that stupid homework.
No, it's not stupid, TJ. You know that.
Oh, my
well, I
God.
Did it. Why didn't you do it, Cam?
I was playing hockey, brother. We talked about this. That's what I got to tell you.
And also, I did it too. I'm just not gonna lay out the entire class.
Oh, that's weird. I graduated with a 4.0 I turned in all my homework, Rock. How'd you do?
It's pretty good. Don't get me wrong.
It was not a 4.0.
So there you go.
Hey, we went to the same school.
Huh?
Hey, we went to the same school.
No, I'm in high school.
Oh, I'm saying we went to the same college, so, you know, high school doesn't matter about grades.
Well, Mizzou's pretty difficult, right? Was it pretty tough down there?
It could be if you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
That's any college. If you want it to be difficult, great. Yeah. Take hard classes. If you want it to be easier, go general studies.
Wow, just a direct shot at half your teammates right there.
Every single one of my teammates. I think I was the only one who had a decided major in college.
That's true, though, right?
We didn't have any doctors on the football team. Can you believe it?
No. They did go for 7 years, though, right? Like most doctors do.
No. Their scholarship ran out after 4. They went on.
Yeah, well. Yeah, we're done.
Hey, we're not paying for that anymore.
No. Oh, really? Okay. I'm out.
That's weird. I only have 2 years worth of credits, and I was here for 5.
5 years. Oh, that's funny, man.
And they made me take like 2 classes during the summer. I don't know how this happened, but.
You had to take, well, I think in order to keep your scholarship, you had to take at least 6 hours in the summer.
Oh, okay.
6 hours that's in the crazy. Summer, yeah. Or else they wouldn't give you a scholarship for the summertime.
Yeah.
So would you have to go back down there or could you do it online?
No, you never left.
Oh.
The Mizzou used to went with the football team because your training's all year.
Yeah, you're training all summer.
Oh, yeah. I guess you never get to go. Okay.
The longest I was home in college was 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Christmas break?
Interesting.
No, because you're doing football.
The longest I was ever home was – well, I take that back because I think we went back January 20th. So I had 3 weeks for Christmas break after the bowl game. If we played, you know, December 28th, 29th, 30th, you'd usually have till the 18th or the 20th. But you'd have like a week and a half between – the end of May, whenever you stopped, where you had to report in June.
Yeah, okay. Pay these players. That's all I got to say to that.
No, I think you should.
just pay these kids right now. That's
Valley
ridiculous.
Park Viper chimes in and goes, if you want it to be easy, be on the football team, and the school gives you people to do your work and takes your tests and class.
Hey,
no wonder you got a 4.0.
That's an accusation that has not been proven.
I can
that tutor so far has nothing on Mizzou.
I can assure you that wasn't the case for me. Not that I wouldn't have accepted it. I wouldn't have. But.
And I can assure you, as somebody who knew multiple people who were in the tutoring program, no, it wasn't happening. There wasn't some giant conspiracy built in to make sure that every football player was taken care of.
Oh, no, but if you're the star quarterback,
but
I'm telling somebody to go do something for me.
Because they can't take a test for you.
I feel like Valley Park Viper is probably intimating to the fact that there are some accusations going on.
I got some things to do. Like, can you just take this for me real quick?
It doesn't work that way.
That doesn't really happen.
Oh.
No.
A lot of these big lecture classes, to avoid that, you have to show your student ID when you turn your test in.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So
I can assure you nobody ever took a test for
you. You can fake attendance.
Yes, you can.
Because they have these clickers.
Or you just don't go to class.
Don't do that, though. You can fake attendance, but you can't fake a test.
Okay.
It's just not possible.
Not that you'd want to.
Here's what the
unless you're a star quarterback.
So I never did like the teachers who made you – like they had the clickers and awarded points for attendance. I didn't ever like that. If I could get an A in your class by going to three classes, I think I should be allowed to do that.
The thought process that every
and I did that.
That's the thought process.
She wants to chime in on that comment. She's more than welcome to. I don't know if you.
That's the thought process that every single student has.
Julie, do you not think it's fair if in college if I can pass your class and get an A, if I only show up three times the class, is that not fair? Should I have to go to 40 classes during the year if I can get an A in your class? That's what I'm talking about.
In college, no, because it's not.
Yeah, we're obviously talking about college.
In high school, it's more of a team-oriented
class.
Well,
in college,
you've got to
show up. Good grief.
Yeah.
Thank you. So Julie agrees with me again. Man.
No, she didn't agree with you before.
TJ won. Rock zero.
She's already one up on you, dude.
Our friend has still not got any water.
You just tied.
You're just going to keep harping on that, aren't you?
What? Okay, Julie gets two. So Julie
gets
two, TJ
one,
for a
win.
Zero.
It was an overtime win, so you get 2 points. It was an overtime loss, so you get a point two.
Everything goes back.
Everything
to
goes hockey.
Hey, you know what?
It didn't make any sense.
She got 2 points for the win.
TJ, I mean, hockey. You pulled away from this segment is that Cam can probably walk away saying field hockey, you know, sure is something.
It sure is something. It is.
I can't believe they play on wet fields. I hated playing on wet fields.
With a go in a dark ball. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
She ran your show there.
All right. David Solomon, come on in, sir.
Sammy Blay, let me guess. He's not playing next game.
Top of the segment.
Sammy Blay might actually be playing in the next game, but that would be the next game for the
San Antonio Rampage.
As they have sent him down and assigned him to the Rampage.
Told you.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
He was all right in the first period, man. And he got the flight. He just made those two. If those are gut wrenching icings, dude. They just are. You got to get the line, man. Mm-hmm. That is just unacceptable in every way possible to a point where he just got sent down. They call anybody up? I don't know. We'll dig into it. We do got to go to break, TJ.
All right, we got to go to break. It's a hard luck.